Time out, pal. Whoa, time out. Time out. Time out. Okay. Whoa, time out. Okay. Okay.
Hello there, everyone. You're listening to Hobosode number 470, and it's brought to you by Pokey Pony Puncher, everybody's favorite sponsor. Thanks, Pokey Pony Puncher. Eileen?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Eileen.
Hello?
Oh, Eileen, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, good.
Hello?
Thank goodness. Thank the baby Jesus. It's Philip from the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just had a note here on your account. They wanted to know if you could get a better car. Because your car is a little bit run down. It's making the whole neighborhood, apartment, condo building look like we're a bunch of hobos.
Oh, no. My car is just fine, and I've sold it already. So
you sold?
It will be off the premises. I'm going to use it, and then it'll be off the premises. So,
well, can you just go out there and give it a good waxing and wash it? And
yes, it does need that. I know that.
Yeah. But it looks like just old and dirty. It looks like we're an old and dirty community here.
What are you a member? Do you live at the?
Oh yeah, well, I work here at the front desk. This is Philip.
Philip, we have a woman named
Abby
Giselle there. She replaced Abby.
Yeah, we got rid of Abby because of the incident.
Yeah. I don't understand, Philip, why you're calling me to tell me my car is dirty.
Oh, did you ever see that scene in Gremlins 2?
Do you want to take a picture of it and send it to me? Because my son was there 2 weeks, and he took it to Toyota to have it. It only has 6,700 miles on
Whoa,
it.
That's not much.
He had the batteries changed. He had everything, but they didn't wash it. So I know that it needs washing, but I'm coming down on Thursday.
You know, you can have an old battery in there. We don't care about the battery. Well, can you just get it like a new car model? Like, can you get a 2025?
Why would I get a new car model?
Well, just so we have nice cars parked there in the garage.
What is your last name?
Gerbel. It rhymes with DeSalle.
And you live, what apartment do you live in?
Oh, well, I'm not allowed to say that because I have been sleeping in the stockroom.
You're bullshit. You're bullshit.
Ma'am, your car is bullshit. You need to clean that car up. Or just go out and buy
it. I am going to clean it up. I just told you I will be down on Thursday, and we are going to take care of the car.
But it's
and have it detailed.
It's kind of
a lovely car.
It's kind of an old car, though. Like you could get a 2020. Yeah, that's so old. That's from the days of the pandemic. Come on, like get a 2025 car. Just update it.
Goodbye,
ma'am. Please. Wow. Okay. All right. It's actually been, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes since I called that lady because I had some deliveries out on the porch. So I'm thinking Carol needs to give her a call and tell her what's what.
Hello.
Hello, Eileen.
Hello.
Hello, Eileen. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You sound really, really good. This is DeSalle.
Who's calling?
Oh, I'm from the... This is DeSalle. DeSalle.
Oh, you're the new secretary.
Yeah, sometimes I get silly and I say my name is DeSalle. because it sounds like DeSilly.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, welcome to the...
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm coming down on the 20th, I hope.
I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, so I'll meet you then or the next day anyway.
Yeah, when you come down here, are you going to have a newer car? Maybe a 2024?
No, I got this crazy call that said my car was is a piece of junk.
Whoa.
And I should get rid of it.
It is from 2020.
It's that crazy guy that calls. It's a 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, that's what he's talking about. It's kind of old and ugly. And they're just hoping you could get, like, maybe a newer car. Oh, man. Okay, I'll leave her alone, I guess.
So I got to remember the new lady's name is DeSal. And I have no idea how to spell that. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong. But I know it's not DeSally or DeSilly or I don't know. And originally I had the name written down as Philip. There was a guy named Philip answering the phone. I've already forgotten the girl's name. Was it Audrey or something? I just erased her name from the title. I still have Philip in there too, even though everyone's telling me that Philip is not a real name there. So let's move on to the next one. This is a list from Nick, by the way. I've called off of this list a couple times before. This is that condo apartments type place down in Florida that people use as a summer home. It's like right on the beach and stuff. And I'm calling from their number, so I can't get any callbacks.
Yes, and who is this?
Oh my gosh, can you hear me? I heard an echo and it was crazy. It's almost as if I forgot to start my recording software. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, who are you?
Oh, I'm calling from the thing, the
Oh, yeah, and you are who?
Oh, my name's Philip. How are you doing?
Do I know you?
Oh, probably not. I mean, I just work at the front desk sometimes, and I work in the office.
Are you new to the
Yeah, newish. They just wanted me to call you and let you know that your car is kind of old and dirty.
My car's not down there.
I know, but when it's here... It brings down
no.
property values.
You gotta listen. Wait, let me stop. You got the wrong lady. I come down, I rent a car from Enterprise, and I return to Enterprise.
Oh, can you?
I never bring my car down.
Can you ask Enterprise not to give you a junker this time?
No. I'm not down there. I'm in Buffalo, New York right now.
I know, but when you come next and you use Enterprise.
Wait. Whoever you are, I really don't know you. I know Danny, and I knew Abby.
Oh, let me write.
You got the wrong lady.
Do you know
lady.
DeSal?
Hmm?
DeSal? She's new.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you on the board?
So there. Well, I wouldn't say I'm on the board. I'm just making the phone calls.
No,
because I'm letting you know your car is old and dirty, ma'am. Like, ask Enterprise to give you a nice car.
You have the wrong lady.
Ma'am, we can't have piece of shit cars in our garage like that. Because everyone looks at them.
What is your name?
I'm just saying they think that we're like a low rent building.
No,
and we're not.
No, stop. Who are you? You must be. You know what you are? You're a hacker.
What?
And I'm not listening to you. So goodbye.
How dare you call me a hacker? Oh shit, you guys. She knows I'm a hacker. How'd she know that? I guess the building has been warning all the people. I probably shouldn't be calling from their front desk. I should probably make different prank calls so they're not suspicious. Maybe make them come from my own number instead of the building's number. But hey, look at that. What was my old name, Keith? I replaced that with Danny. So now we got Danny and DeSal. I got two names I know from there. That is really convenient. I think that first lady I talked to, though, she was suspicious of me and thought I was... She's like, you're that guy that's calling or something, right? She said something like that. And I think that's what this lady was doing. She was realizing I'm the hacker that is hacking into their phone lines and making calls from their building like us hackers do. And I'm trying to do stuff that Nick said to do on the list. Like the car's too old, it brings down rent values, and there's a broke poolside chair. I remember doing that one last time.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Where are you at, Florentina?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Sue?
Hello?
Is this Sue?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Sue?
Yes.
Oh, that was exhausting. This is Danny from the house.
Yes.
You broke one of our poolside chairs, and we're sick of it. And also, they wanted me to ask you to stop parking.
Excuse me?
You're one of the poolside chairs, but they say you've been parking crooked in the parking garage last
year. I'm not there, and I don't have a car there, and I'm not there.
I know, but last time you were here, you're parking crooked crooked in the spaces, and people look at that.
What?
Yeah, and people look at that, and they think we're a bunch of hobos over here.
Who am I speaking to?
I already told you that. My name's Danny from the house.
Yeah, what number are you in?
What? Oh, no, I work here at the front desk. So they wanted me to call you and just let you know to
stop. What do you mean? Are you new?
Stop. Well, a little bit. I mean, I'm not as new as DeSalle, but I've been here a while.
Oh, okay. What is your position there?
I'm the phone caller person guy. So just stop parking crooked in your spaces, ma'am.
I am not. Okay. Let me just make this clear. I'm not there. And when I was there, you know.
You were parking crooked.
I might have one day parked crooked. I don't know. I don't think so. I'm very cautious about that.
I don't know.
I know how particular the people are. There's no way. And there was no cars on either side of me. Let's make sure you know my space number.
You can come to the front desk sometime and borrow our laser level and make sure you're the same distance on both sides and that you're not crooked. You need to be parallel to the lines, ma'am. And
okay.
Furthermore, and you're not supposed to have donuts in the parking garage, okay?
What? Are you joking? Like, is it a joke call or what's going on?
No, here? I wouldn't joke about this, ma'am. I'm a Christian. I'm just saying there's notes in here that you've been bringing donuts into the parking garage. And I guess you're like leaving a trail of crumbs. And somebody's got to clean that up when that happens. And sometimes it's me, and I don't appreciate it.
Is this... I'm sorry. I've been at the house for over 50 years. And is this a crank call? I'm sorry. What is...
Damn, you are old.
Can I speak to the new person there?
You're so old. Yeah, DeSalle?
Excuse me?
I said, yeah, DeSalle?
You're so old?
Oh, I'm not that old, ma'am. I'm 27. But you said you've been here over 50 years. I didn't even know our company existed that long, to be honest.
Can I speak to Giselle, please?
Yeah, let me get her. One second, please.
Jeff?
What?
Jeff.
Jeff.
I'm speaking to my husband.
My name's not Jeff. Ma'am, yeah, I've told you my name twice now. It's Danny.
This person, Danny, is calling from the...
It's a scam.
Is this a scam? This is a scam.
Why would I tell you that it's a scam if it is a scam? Oh, man, fucking Jeff, you ruined it. I was getting ready to put DeSalle on the phone. We were going to look totally not like scammers at all. That was another one of Nick's ideas. Don't bring donuts in the parking garage. Because come on, who eats donuts in a parking garage? Oh, I like this one. Bringing food from out of state, which is a cheapskate thing to do. Like, we need our economy supported too, ma'am. Don't be so selfish. So I guess I can cross off Sue and Jeff.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Danny over at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some reports here that you've been being a real motherfucker when you're here.
What?
It's in your account here on the computer. And just if next time you're here, if you could not be a motherfucker, we have a strict policy against that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just when you're here, you are just being kind of a motherfucker to a lot of the people around you. So they just want me to call you and ask, could you just be cool next time? And okay, we lost Paul.
Wah, wah, whoop, whoop.
Hello.
Hello, Paul. This is DeSalle at the house. You just hung up on Danny, and that's something a motherfucker would do.
Oh, that was Danny?
Yeah.
And what are you doing there?
Oh, well, don't you worry what I'm doing here. I'm working at the front desk. But you just you need to stop being a motherfucker, Paul.
Why did he ask if I was Danny like he did? That was just a little bit weird.
Whoa. Are you careful? Hello? Hello, Carol? I hear a TV.
You what?
I think there's that you got interference on your phone. I hear a TV coming through your phone. It's like I'm listening to a TV program.
I just turned it off. Picked up the phone.
Oh, it is gone. Oh, okay, good. This is DeSalle from the.
I'm sorry. Who is? Oh, downstairs.
Yeah.
In the office?
Yeah.
Are you still here?
Yeah, they wanted me to ask a few people. We found out that one of our tenants here, they went back up to Canada, and they left a nightmare machine running in their room.
Nightmare?
Yeah, and you are like right above them. And so
you're talking about the Theodores?
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to say who, but have you been having nightmares the past few months?
What's a nightmare machine?
Oh, it's they rent those out at the Halloween store around Halloween, and it messes with your brain on a certain frequency, and it gives you nightmares.
What? They left? I never even heard of anything.
Yeah, they turned it on full power, and we looked into it. They modified it, so not only is it a nightmare machine, but it's also a Oh, what's that? That a sleep paralysis machine.
Sleep paralysis. Does it mean you can't sleep or you get too much sleep?
Well, when you wake up, you'll see a shadow.
I'm laughing only because I've never heard of anything like this.
Oh, this yeah. Is, I see. Yeah, no, you'll see.
DeSalle, right?
Yeah, yeah. DeSalle, you'll see a shadow demon in your room, and you won't be able to get up. You'll just be stuck there.
Oh, that's real. I never heard of such thing. I'm sorry, thing.
Well, I'm glad you haven't been affected. A few people in the building have been affected by it. They've been having nightmares for months, and they didn't know why.
Is it right down below me?
Yeah, it's them.
It's the Theodores, the sisters, and their husband, and Faith's husband, or something.
Yeah, I guess they just thought it'd be a funny prank to leave the nightmare machine on in sleep paralysis mode. And, make it so people
can't. It's a little bit strange, isn't it?
I think so, but, there's no law against it.
Excuse me, but forgive me for being, I'm in a quandary because, as you said, I have never heard of anything like that. And, I'm a little too old for, and even my grandchildren are a little too old for Halloween pranks, so I don't even know anything about this.
Yeah, well, these will give you actual nightmares. Like, it messes with your brain while you're sleeping with your brain waves, and it gives you nightmares and sleep paralysis sometimes.
So did someone go into their apartment and turn it off?
Yeah, we turned it off. You're not going to have any more nightmares. I'm so glad. I'm gonna.
And
send...
I don't take sleeping pills. I haven't taken sleeping pills in 5 years.
Oh, good, because those make the nightmares worse. Yeah. Well, I'll send out.
And people.
What?
Who told you to call me?
Oh, I'm just
Franco,
calling.
Did Franco tell you to call me?
Frank? A prank? Did you say prank?
Franco.
Oh, Franco. No, he doesn't tell me what to do ever since the incident.
What incident, darling?
I'm not allowed to mention it. It's between us and the courts. But so you haven't woken up and been
you are Giselle who works in the office at my house?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, did you pronounce my name with a J?
Yeah, it's Giselle. What is it, Giselle?
Oh, no, that you did it right. It's Giselle.
Giselle or Giselle?
Gazelle. I don't know, ma'am. Look, so you haven't woken up and been unable to get out of bed because there's a shadow demon on your chest?
No.
Okay, that's all I wanted to make sure.
And this was it pointing at anybody in particular?
Oh, it's a multi-directional antenna. It just kind of goes out in all directions.
Well, how did you find out about it?
We were, do you know Eddie, the janitor? He went in there and he was just snooping around in their room because they knew they hadn't been there in a while.
Eddie, the janitor, did you say?
Yeah, he was just in there snooping around, just looking, and he's like, whoa, this is one of those nightmare machines. Oh my goodness, it's turned on. And then he was like, oh, it's been modified so that it does sleep paralysis too. I don't think sleep paralysis should be legal, to be honest.
You're calling our maintenance man, Eddie?
Well, I decided to start calling him Eddie ever since that incident. But okay, I'm finding this
very strange because you know that's not our maintenance manager's name.
Yeah, but ever since the incident, they said I don't need to look into his eyes anymore, and I don't have to call him by his real name, so I just call him Eddie.
Okay, let me ask you something. How long have you been at my house?
Oh, you know, the better part of this year, a little bit of last year. I'm just happy to hear that you have not been affected by the nightmare machine.
Did you just recently get hired?
Yeah. But look, I'm not supposed to tell anyone this, but do you remember Susan that worked here?
Who?
Susan.
Ism?
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, that was weird. I am actually her in disguise. I wasn't supposed to be rehired. But I just, I put on a wig and did my makeup, and now they don't know who I am. And I told them my name is Gazelle. So, don't tell. Anyway,
are you in my house right now?
Yeah, I'm at the front desk. I have to get going. I have other calls to make just to make sure that nobody's had nightmares these past few months.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you didn't have like any awake nightmares, did you? Because that happens too. Because it was on 24 hours a day.
No.
Okay. No. Thank goodness. I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you.
All right. I love you, Carol.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. I'd say I love you too. I love you too. Oh, man.
I think I made Carol just a little bit uneasy. Her name was Carol, right? I think, hold on, let me check. Yeah, her name was Carol. And she was secretly talking to Carol, pretending to be Giselle or Gazelle. I don't know. I don't know what all these names are. Gazelle and Franco. Fucking Eddie. You know, she is heading straight down to the front desk right now. She's going to get to the bottom of this.
Hello?
Oh, hey, is this Dr. Triglajas?
Yes, who is this?
Oh, this is Danny from the house.
Danny, yes, Danny. How are you?
Yeah, hey, pretty good. I just wanted to ask you a quick question, if that's all right. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, you don't bother, Danny.
Okay, it's just to settle a bet between me and a guest. Do Canadians have smaller dicks than Americans on average?
Do Canadians have what?
Smaller dicks. You know, penises. Or do Americans have the smaller dicks?
That's an inappropriate question, and I don't like to continue the discussion.
Oh, no, just a quick answer, just a yes or a no, or come on, you're a doctor. Like, do the Canadians have bigger dicks? I won't be offended.
I will tell you that I'm going to hang up.
Oh, don't hang up, because you haven't answered my question yet.
Yes, you're not going to get an answer for this.
Well, would you say they're just about the same on average? I don't know where that came from, you guys. He's a doctor, though. He should know. And he lives in Canada, and I called him on his home phone in Canada. Oh, man. Okay, so I just looked at Carol's apartment number, and then I decided to look under her to see who's there, and it's somebody named Theodore. And I've got him crossed off, like I've already talked to these people. Wait, why am I doing this? Why do I care? These Theodore people aren't going to know me, and I've probably already pranked them since they're crossed out. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to call as Carol and say, I know what you did last summer. You left your nightmare machine on. It's been causing chaos all over the building. Whoa, this guy has a Netcom account. Remember those? You have to email him at ix.netcom.com.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Maxine?
Yes.
Hey, this is Eddie from UPS. I'm trying to, I was supposed to bring you a package today.
From EPS? What package?
Oh, UPS. Yeah.
UPS.
Yeah, I went to your place, and they say you're in Canada, but I'm in Florida.
Yes, I am in Canada. Okay, you can leave it there. Did you leave it there?
Well, can I just take it home? What's in it?
I have no idea.
What's in the box?
I have no idea.
What's in the box? Is that how he says it in that movie?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay.
Just leave it at my place. Well, tell them just to leave it there.
I already left there, though. Can I open it and I'll tell you what's in it?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to open it. I'm opening it. I'm taking all the wrapping off. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Oh, look, it's a nice pair of shoes.
A pair of shoes?
Yeah.
Okay, just you can take it back there and just leave it there, okay?
Can I try them on? Can I try them on?
No, just leave it there, okay?
Hey, look, they gave me a bubble pop.
Okay, thanks a lot. You can just leave it there.
Well, can I take them home at least? Can I just look at him? When do you come back to America? They were in Canada, by the way. I assume they're not in Florida. I don't know. I don't know their damn schedule.
Hello.
Hello, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, there's a problem with the phone. I hear a TV coming through my phone. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on.
You're hearing a what?
I hear a TV coming through my phone.
Yes, it's have one.
It's as if...
Yeah, it's probably the TV that was next to me.
What's going on? Oh, okay. This is Eddie from... I'm a UPS driver.
Yeah?
I was going to bring you a package today.
UPS. I didn't order anything from UPS.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably for the best then, because... We had it loaded up on the truck, and it was out for delivery.
Are you at the mall?
Yeah. Yep. How'd you know?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I'm getting ready to leave, though. I think we're just going to deliver this some other time, because it looks like we have had some bad weather over in Utah.
Okay. So you are at the building there now with a package?
Yeah, I've got it. Well, no, I'm headed back. I'm almost to my truck. I'm going back to my truck.
Oh,
we've had some.
I can open the door for you if you want.
Yeah, but like I know this is Florida and stuff, but we've had some bad weather over there in Utah, so we can just kind of use that as an excuse.
Okay.
Not to bring your package, and that way you won't have to come down and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be easier for everyone.
There's a package room right there if you want to leave it.
Oh, no. It looks like it's going to be delayed due to weather in other areas.
Okay.
Weather in Utah.
All right.
You know
call me back.
You know what kind of weather they're having? You know what they're doing? You know what's going on?
In Utah, I don't know, but I know what's happening in Quebec.
Yeah, well, no, it's raining.
Is that right?
It's raining in Utah. It's yeah.
What is being delivered from who? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. Does that give me permission to open it? I'll open it right now. Hold on.
No. Let me tear open the box. No, I don't know what it is. Probably somebody sent it to me, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but I'll tell you. Here we go. Let's get through this box here. It's got bubble wrap on it. Let me undo the bubble wrap. Ooh, I can pop them. Look, check it out. It's those big bubble wraps. I can make them pop. This is an electronic device. It says nightmare machine on it.
Nightmare machine, all right.
Yeah, can I turn it on? Can I take this home and play with it?
Enjoy, have fun.
Oh, thank you so much. You're the best. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
I love you. Well, that seemed like it would be funnier, but it was not. That was an idea from Synthhead in the Discord. Great idea, Synthhead, but it didn't work.
Hello.
Hey, is this Franco?
Yeah.
Hey, Franco. This is Franco from the house. You know the other Franco?
Yeah.
The real Franco.
Do me a favor, right? Listen, do me a favor.
Look here, buddy. I don't appreciate you taking my name.
All right.
Hey,
all right, go fuck yourself.
You tell that kid in the background to shut up.
All right, go fuck yourself. Bye.
Hey, I refuse. I won't do it. You guys remember Franco, right? I think he's one of the guys in charge. Somebody told me that earlier today, that there's a Franco working down there. I think I told her I didn't talk about Franco anymore ever since the incident. Maybe I said that. I don't remember.
Hello?
Hello, Jeff.
Hello?
Hello, Jeff.
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Steve from the...
Hi, how are you, Steve?
Pretty good. They just wanted me to call you up and ask if you could stop eating donuts in the parking garage whenever you're here.
What?
You know, whenever you're here, you're always eating donuts in the parking garage. And when you leave crumbs and stuff, somebody's got to clean that up.
What are you, who is this? Who are you talking about?
I already told you who I am. I'm calling from the mom's. You just need to stop eating those donuts. Like, eat them in your car and then, you know, maybe then throw the package away. Get all the crumbs in your car. All right, there we go. He hung up on me. And what a perfect place in the show to just end everything. No, wait, not that. I meant just the show. Thank you, Pokey Pony Puncher, for being the sponsor of this Hobosode. If you enjoy Hobosodes, then maybe you should sign up and be a supporter and get 9 times as many Hobosodes.
Slipping my way through the cracks, and I hope you don't overreact when my body collapses. I've been wandering, hoping to find my own place on this planet. I've been up in the middle of it, I've been up in the middle of it, in the middle earth. I've been nothing but real with you, I've been nothing but real with you. Slipping my way through the cracks, and I hope you don't overreact when my body collapses. I've been wandering, hoping to find my own place on this planet. I've been up in the middle of it, I've been up in the middle of it, in the middle earth. I've been nothing but real with you, I've been nothing but real with you, to the dirt. Is honesty overrated? How many times have I said the same thing in new ways? Start to think it's the way that my life's gonna be, and I guess that's okay. Wanted to be a grunge singer when I was a child. Grew up fast and wild. Now the crow's feet are crawling all over my face every time that I smile. What you know about being decapitated, but your body still rolls around endlessly? Is there a way for me to face my infinite demons and maintain a sense of stability? Hustling for pennies like I was still 14. I ain't ready to grow up. Just wasn't made for these times. Realize I will never blow up, and that's fine. I'm not Cobain or Cornell or Lane. I'm just floating inside my own lane. Every word that I'm singing is plain. Just hoping that someone out there can relate. And there's times when I hate my brain, when I drive directly into trees. Think of 6 million ways to stop breathing, but my heart is pounding from the anxiety. Every year it gets sadder and fatter, to the point that you realize none of it matters much. For the minutes we have on this planet, we're seeking love, and that's more than enough. Call it what you want, call it God, call it your freedom. That connection between living beings is a powerful thing, and that's real to us. Slipping my way through the cracks, slipping my way through the cracks. Slipping my way through the cracks, slipping my way through the cracks. And I know she don't love me like that, and I know she don't love me like that. Not the gay nor the lady, maybe neither of them gonna love me back, nah. Slipping my way through the cracks, slipping my way through the cracks. Slipping my way through the cracks, slipping my way through the cracks. And I know she don't love me like that, and I know she don't love me like that. Not the gay nor the lady, maybe neither of them gonna love me back, nah.
A middle child. It took me a little while to stop trying to get the approval of others. It's better than living life in denial. My worst fears to be middling, and my nightmares I'm a kid again. And my teacher is asking my chosen career. I deceive her, cause that's what adults wanna hear. They like doctors, firefighters, not a future that's odd like it's Tyler's. It's probably a sign I can't lie through my teeth. I was missing my 2 front incisors, but now I sing my canine into sound rhymes like they steak knives. Anxiety tried me, I've died, been revived. So I'm trying to hold on to my 8 lives, and I cannot pretend I could handle it if I ended up in middle management. Yeah, I have to be fucking with something I love if I'm burning both ends of my candlestick. And even then, I'm a little carp, busy giving birth to a great tale. To my biggest fans, I am Joan of Arc, walking Middle Earth in my chain mail, yeah.
Slipping my way through the cracks, and I hope you don't overreact when my body collapses. I've been wandering, hoping to find my own place on this planet. I've been up in the middle of it, I've been up in the middle of it, in the middle of it. I've been nothing but real with you, I've been nothing but real with you. Slipping my way through the cracks, and I hope you don't overreact when my body collapses. I've been wandering, hoping to find my own place on this planet. I've been up in the middle of it, I've been up in the middle of it, in the middle of it. I've been nothing but real with you, I've been nothing but real with you, till the dirt.
Are you? You must be. You know what you are? You're what? A hacker.
What?
And I'm not listening to you. So goodbye.
How dare you call me a hacker?